Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We are going to learn the last Mishnah in the second parak of Masechet Kinim, and then the first Mishnah in the third parak. Mishnah says, Chatas Mikan, what if we had a designated bird as a Chatas on this side, but Ola Mikan, and then there was an Ola on that side, Ustoma Be'emsa, and then we had an undesignated pair in the middle, and Parchman Amsel, it's not, and one of the undesignateds flew to one of the sides. Echad helach ve'echad helach. One bird of the middle went to one side. One bird now went to the other side. So now the birds that weren't selected are now mixed with the chatas and the ola. Lo ipsid klum. There's nothing to worry about. Eliyomer. So they should say as follows: Zeshalach eitzel chatos chatas. The one that moved to a chatas should now be brought as a chatas as well. Zeshalach eitzel olos ola. The one that moves should be an ola. Chazal Em said, what if the pair of birds now goes back to the middle? So I don't know which of the two was the pre-designated Chatas, the one that moved over here to the back to the pair, or was it the one that wasn't identified? So Em said, Yamusu, so since you can't tell, the ones on the end should be left to die. But Elu Yikavu Chatos, Elu Yikavu Olos. But the other ones, one should be designated as a Chatas, so one should be designated as an Ola. An Ola. Now, Chazal Parchman Amsel Tzadim, if they move out again, so then Hari Kulon Yamusu, then we're stuck because we don't know what the identity, and once it moved out, moved in, and moved out again, now I don't know which of the two birds is the one that, did it double mix? Now is it stuck as a Chatas and an Ola? So we don't know. Ein Mevim Torang Keneged Bnei Yonah, right? You can't bring doves instead of turtle doves, or turtle doves to Keneged the doves, Lo Bnei Yonah Keneged Torin. Kate said, how would you want to do that? Eisha Shevia Chatasa Torva Losa Ben Yona. Let's say a woman wanted to go ahead, and she brings her for her Chatas with a turtle dove, and her Ola with a pigeon. So Techbo Vatavi Olasa Tor, Olasa Tor Chatasa Ben, she has to go back and bring her Ola as a turtle dove, because she has to bring a pair. Olasa Tor Chatasa Ben Yona. What if she brought the Ola first as a turtle dove, and then she brought a Chatas as a pigeon? So Techbo Vatavi Olasa Ben Yona, she can go ahead and bring her Ola again. But the Chatas is already done. Ben Azai Omer, Hochanach Ararishon. Ben Azai says, we always follow the first species, it doesn't matter. Haisha Shebiya Chatas Omei. So what happens if a woman brings a Chatas and then she dies? So now you're stuck. What do you do with the Ola? So Yavi Yarshim Ola said, let the Yarshim come bring the Ola. Olaso Mesa, but if she brought her Ola first and then she died, Lo Yavi Yarshim Chatasa, the Yarshim can't bring the Chatas because the Chatas is unique and limited to the one there. And so that is to say, if the person who needs to bring the Chatas is dead, then the others, then no one can bring it in its place. Now, with that, we close out Chadron Al-Chad Stuma, and now we turn around and start the third parak. Now, the first two Mishnais in the third parak, we go back to what happens if we have undesignated birds that become mixed up. The first one says, what if it's even? Bamedvar, Mamur, in what cases do we say, that's B'Kohen HaNimlach, when the Kohen, who tried to figure out which order do we follow, right? Ava B'Kohen Shein HaNimlach, but if a Kohen didn't ask the question, Achas Lezu, Achas Lezu, if there was just one pair for one woman, one pair for another woman, or Shtaim Lezu, V'Shtaim Lezu, Shalosh Lezu, V'Shalosh Lezu, Asakulon Lamala, right? And then he went ahead, and he sprinkled the blood, right, above the red line, to Mechzakash, Mechzakaso. He ruined their birds. Half of them are going to be okay, because half of them were designated correctly, and half of them are going to be no good. Kulon Lamata, if you did it all on the bottom, Mechzakash, Mechzapaso. Again, wherever you have a Chatas going above the line, then the Ola goes under the line. Chachin Lamalam, Chachin Lamatam, but if he has a mix and he does half and half, Eshel Lamalam, Mechzakash, Mechzapasal, Eshel Lamatam, Mechzakash, Mechzapasal. He's ruined the carbon, or at least half the undesignated birds. Because some of these birds were supposed to be a Chatas. Some of them were supposed to be an Ola. Some of them are supposed to be brought above the line. Some of them are supposed to be brought under the line. And if he does, but we don't know which ones are which, so it's entirely possible that half the things that he does upside down. And that is halachic difficulty. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Have a great Shabbos.